from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for a timeout on the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate, you are the best whatever, you are this, you are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, and you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that.
a little bit different vibe with Tua than what we saw yesterday at the podium in Flowery Branch out of Justin Simmons, Raheem Morris, Matthew Judon. Kelly, you were in that room yesterday, and the good vibes were plentiful yesterday.
Oh, yeah. The vibes were definitely not what Tua was describing. Well, and that's – you hear both these – I know we're going to get to some cuts with Justin Simmons as well, but both of these guys yesterday talked about the approach that the Falcons had in kind of coming after them and, like, the culture they were selling to them, whether it was the players meeting with Justin Simmons at dinner or, you know, people telling Matthew Judon what they are going to, you know, what this organization is about. Yeah. From the coaching staff and front office and everything. You saw both those guys talk about this culture, and it's not what Tua was describing there.
Yeah. Isn't that a good feeling, though, Bo? Because, you know, obviously we've all watched a ton of Falcons football, and you've seen the ups and downs, but to see what Tua was going through, and look, there's a lot of backstory to this, too. I know that Brian Flores has the lawsuit going on. I know you've also heard from Ryan Fitzpatrick over the years about the development of Tua Tagovailoa in that system, but it's so funny to be able to contrast that with what's going on in Flowery Branch and kind of just have that, you know what, man? We're in a good spot right now as a franchise.
We can have nice things.
Yes.
This is a conversation. These are the conversations where I hear people in our business talk and I go, oh, it's going to be so hard not to call some people out, because there's so many people that you get to know who, you know, how they act and how they react to stuff. And then they get under in front of a camera or behind a microphone and they're like, yeah, he's soft.
Social media. Tua, I love
soft.
The social media.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be coached hard. Well, first off, I don't think Tua is soft. I think Tua was coached by one of the most hard-nosed coaches we've seen in the last 30 years, which is Nick Saban, Bill Belichick. No. I also think it shows you that you have to, as leaders, you have to adapt. And Raheem Morris is a guy that has learned how to coach and be a player's coach, but also while doing that, adapt and learn how he can motivate you and get after you and still make it a way that you respond to. Brian Flores was very noted in his time in Miami that he and Tua did not get along, and multiple, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick came out and said like they didn't handle him right. I just don't think that Tua is some soft baby that's going around making up stuff or acting like he was mistreated. I just think that you need to learn as a leader. I said it earlier, you know, how your players respond. Everybody is different, and the leadership is about understanding that and pushing people in a way that they respond, not trying to treat everyone the same and then calling them names and saying they're soft when they don't respond. This ain't 1975 anymore.
Yeah. But, Coach, I had a heat stroke. I don't care. Better show up 2 days.
I also think it hurts.
Junction Boys with Bear Bryant.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, you can't go out there and be like, no, you can't have water for a whole practice in 105 degree heat. I also think it hurts Brian Flores' lawsuit.
Yeah, probably does.
Yeah,
it is less of a leg to stand on. We'll see how that all pans out. We got to roll on here. We got to get to break. Coming up on the other side, we're going to hear from Justin Simmons, who also stepped to the podium yesterday. You won't want to miss what he had to say about his reaction when Matthew Judon got the trade finalized down to Atlanta. Justin Simmons, pretty happy. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.